Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with today's community comment. Today I want to share a little bit about what your local National Weather Service office does to ensure that we are always here for you. And just to be clear, in case you didn't know, we are a federal agency and we are here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Before I explain what we do to make sure that we're always here for you, let me explain why we take being here so seriously. First of all, we need to be operational 24/7 in case some weather or tsunami emergency happens out of the blue. Things like dam failures, earthquakes and tsunamis, and the unexpected escalation of any number of other weather events are the most common reasons why we might need to spring into action at 2 in the morning. But also remember that we play a key emergency response role in any kind of natural or man-made disaster that might happen. For example, we are the primary entry point into the emergency alert system for all other agencies in the area. So even if there was something so completely non-weather related as a chlorine spill on a local highway, then we are the folks who would interrupt your TV and radios, like the one you're listening to right now, to share critical life-saving information on behalf of law enforcement and fire agencies. So let me get back to what we do to ensure that we're always here. Like fire departments, police departments, and emergency rooms, we have staff who work rotating shifts so that at least 2 people are always in the office. We also have an extra strong building that's designed to withstand tornado force winds, and we have an incredible backup generator to ensure that we have electricity even if the power goes out. We even have a really cool system called an uninterruptible power system that uses batteries to keep our computers going between the time when the power goes out and the generator automatically starts. So we never get unexpected reboots of our computers. And if that wasn't enough, we have neighboring offices in Medford, Monterey, and Sacramento who can back us up completely with just 3 clicks of a mouse. So if your local office were ever to somehow become dysfunctional, then any of those offices can create a virtual version of our office so that our staff can go there and continue to serve the North Coast. But you ask, what about during a government shutdown? Well, we are emergency personnel, so we work through government shutdowns without interruption. We do have some constraints on what we can do, though. Basically, we can only perform our emergency and life-saving work. So, for example, if a school was scheduled to come to our office for a tour, we would have to cancel that tour during a shutdown. Also, I would not be allowed to record a community comment like this one. Fortunately, I recorded this one on Friday, December 21st. This has been Troy Nicolini with today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.